Oregon native Melvin, better known as Spoonman, came to Wilkes-Barre in 1986 and shortly after developed the talent of playing spoons from watching his father play, along with inspiration from the music of his generation. His collection consists of 4 spoons, but he has multiple sets, all of which have a particular character. The set that he brought along to the interview is the set he most commonly uses.
Every one of these spoons that I've collected over the years has its own particular character to it. The idea is to hit that character, or hit that particular resonance, or vibration, or certain amount of energy that it's able to create. Music is good. So I start hearing like the old groups like Metallica or Black Sabbath or Judas Priest or Aerosmith or, you know, Van Halen. And that was my generation. And I think that's what probably encouraged me to start playing in the first place.
Not only has the music of his generation influenced his talent, but more importantly, his family history. Spoonman explains that he plays purely for the benefit of others.
My grandfather, back during the Depression era, sometime during the 1930s, apparently played with a bluegrass band that traveled from the Carolinas into Virginia, parts of that area. Dad picked him up in the 50s when he was growing up. That's my dad's generation. I picked him up in early 80s, kind of self-taught myself a little bit about him. Dad got better. I got better from listening to him because we used to do a duet once in a while. Over the years, I just taught myself how to do music. Sometimes I'm not the best at it. I mean, I'm quite positive there are others out there that still play them. What I like to do is entertain, which is the whole point. Make people laugh, make them feel good a little bit. You know, people come in there and they want to forget a little bit about their problems, and that's the best way to go about that.
Melvin makes it a point to mention positivity and encouragement from others as 2 influences that keep him driven.
The best audience is audience participation, because when people start the audience participation, it'll be so positive. It makes me play them better. And it goes with anything. You know, when you have positive support of anything that you do, it makes you become better at what you do. There was a man years ago, and I haven't seen him in quite a while. This is when I first started coming into Mr. Pizza's. This is when they had the music channel on the TV at one time. I'm sitting there tapping away, you know. He comes up and says, "You know what, you sound pretty good at this. Have you tried to ever play him one-handed?" One-handed? That never occurred to me. Okay? I'm like, wait a minute, I got to think about this for a minute. And so, once in a while, I will play them one-handed. But that one suggestion encourages me to play them better.
While many people don't know the talented history behind playing the spoons, Melvin admitted that he does not know much either. But he does know of an original group of percussionists that played instruments from around the house, just like the spoons.
I thought I was good. These cats are off their arms, off their hands, knees. Bluegrass is basically where these instruments originated from. These people would put together instruments like spoons, washboards, harmonica, even a drum and a kettle, like a milk can. Yeah, that's how it started.
After a long discussion of his spoon playing history, Spoonman decided to give us a taste. He tapped to the beat of a Winwood and Clapton classic, "Can't Find My Way Home." Spoonman made it a point to mention that everyone has a talent. Music or not, the simple quality of kindness is a talent, and those talents are all that matter in the end. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Ashley Jacobs.